Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, April 8th, 2025. Matt Murphy was in Augusta and I was in Belfast Saturday covering the hands-off day of mobilization. We're putting together a special featuring voices from both rallies and we'll let you know the air date as soon as it's set. Listen for a promo on air or watch the website or social media accounts for that. In the meantime, here's a sample from Belfast.
My sign says, hands off our water and air. Keep science in the EPA. Keep scientists in the EPA. And keep science in the EPA. I just think it's a travesty of how an unelected individual can garner a bunch of kids and come into our federal agencies and try to destroy decades of work for the public, for the commons. And that's why I'm out here. I just think it's absolutely despicable about what is going on with all the wonderful institutions that have spent years and years to create and all the work that's gone in to those agencies. And to see them destroyed in a few months so that billionaires can get a tax cut is just despicable.
Do you want to say your name and where you're from?
I live in Morrill, Maine. And my name is Errol Rutila. I'm a retired farmer and current photographer.
Thank you. Do you want to add anything? What does your sign say, first off?
My sign says, protect the farmers, the planet, non-binary rights, immigrants, our economy, including Social Security. Please protect democracy and the truth.
So what primarily got you out here today? All of those issues?
It's all of the issues. It's chaos. There's so much happening that... What are we going to do? The only thing we can do right now is to protest, and then we'll figure out what else we can do as we go along.
If you could say something directly to Donald Trump today, what would it be?
Ask him.
What's wrong with peace, love, and understanding? How about a little empathy for the people in this country you're supposed to be representing? Go play golf on Mars.
Hands off democracy! Hands off democracy!
I'm here to stand up for democracy, to stand up for our queer brothers and sisters, for immigrants, and for basic human rights in America.
If you could say something directly to Donald Trump, what would it be?
You.
Do either of you want to add anything?
No, I think she said it all.
Those were a few of the folks that we talked to at Belfast at the hands-off day of mobilization on Saturday, April 5th. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.